All right, today we're going to talk about Minnesota and who really controls a state like Minnesota. And this is probably going to be true for any state or any city like Minneapolis, you know, these kind of mid-sized cities in the U.S. There's quite a few of them. And in fact, this is where I'm from. So I grew up here in Minneapolis in the suburbs. So I know a little bit about this stuff. I don't live there now, but I still have family and friends there, and I've been in contact with them. Let's look at the cast of characters here. All right, so we're going to talk about Minnesota, Minneapolis, and what's going on behind the scenes. So this guy here, now this person was governor of Minnesota, in fact, until quite recently. But growing up, when I lived there, this person was the basically the richest family. The Dayton family was the richest family in Minnesota. These guys were like the elite. So this Dayton family founded this department store called Dayton's, which then turned into Target Corporation, right? And Dayton's was kind of the main, you know, a real famous department store back then in the day. You can see here this person, governor, and before that was a senator, before that auditor, but also part of this rich Dayton family. So this a family like this comes into a state, they control the economy, basically. And they own tons of real estate and stuff like that. And then they get into politics, right? They control the government, and then they can control the people. And if you look closely, this person here used to be married to Alida Rockefeller. All right, so you got the richest family in Minnesota married to basically the richest family in the world that we know about. Maybe there's other people as well, but you get the picture, right? Billionaires marrying billionaires and controlling the economy and the government and the mass media. And we're going to take a look at Mr. Rockefeller here. All right, now the Pentagram News, that's the local newspaper in Minneapolis. Mr. Rockefeller, all right, that ain't no woman. The Rockefeller heir adds a voice to her millions. For more than 30 years, one of the most influential charitable and political donors. All right, so this person, even though it's no longer married to the former governor, the Rockefellers extended their influence into a small state like Minnesota through marriage, through the chemical wedding, passionate about issues but guarded about her privacy. Well, because he doesn't want people to know he's a man. Yeah, that one's even more obvious. Sometimes the small photos kind of jump out at you a little bit more. It's an American philanthropist, all right? This word philanthropy means they're trying to destroy humanity, all right? That they're trying to enslave and destroy humanity. They've taken over the world. That's what this word right here means, all right? Alida Ferry Rockefeller Messinger. It's the messenger. It's the angelos. Delivering messages between the two realms. Youngest daughter of John D. Rockefeller III, all right, and a man, all right, drag queen. So the governor of Minnesota from the Target family had himself the shadow queen. An alliance for a better Minnesota. Well, it's working out pretty well for you so far, it looks like. A lot of good things happening right now in Minnesota. According to your plan, the master plan. Alliance for a Better Minnesota is a Minnesota-based political action committee largely funded by Mr. Rockefeller. Messenger is part of a messaging strategy. All right, so this person controls Minnesota. All right, this androgyne controls Minnesota. That's what it says right there. All right, I'm deciphering the code. An androgyne controls Minnesota. So this explains what's happening in the last week. All right, any questions? There's Mark Dayton and Mr. Rockefeller. Back in the day. And the dynasty continues. The son of those two, not sure what lab this person hatched out of, but Andrew Dayton, the new philanthropist. Oh, philanthropist. All right. The Constellation Fund. Yes, the Constellation Fund. That's where his gods reside. Possibly even he believes those are his ancestors, and they might be. And look at this. Andrew Dayton learned about the importance of philanthropy from his mother, or his father, Mr. Rockefeller, the messenger. I mean, yeah, that's what it says, all right? So the dynasty continues. These people control Minnesota. And this person is the brother of Jay Rockefeller, governor, U.S. senator. I believe that was West Virginia. So they're all over the place. This is the chemical wedding, sacred marriage announcement. Future bride, the great-granddaughter of the original John D. Rockefeller, the richest person in the world at that time. Vanguard Foundation of San Francisco. Television documentaries, Los Angeles. Brother John D. Rockefeller IV of West Virginia. And here it is right here. Look at this. Pay close attention. Her father is honorary chairman of the Rockefeller Foundation and founder and chairman of the Population Council. Oh, is that relevant to us today? I think it is. Population Council, here's their website, media coverage, men and COVID-19, adding a gender lens. Oh yes, we better add a gender lens to COVID-19. The pandemic is rapidly altering gender roles. And I think the vaccine will alter gender roles quite a bit more. Population Council. Ideas, evidence, impact. Ensure access to high-quality abortion care during and after the COVID-19 pandemic. All right, you got to have high-quality abortion. President of Ibis Reproductive Health. You got to name them after the Egyptian gods. That's a philanthropist for you right there. And let's look at a couple other Rockefellers here. There's one of my favorites of all time, Happy Rockefeller Philanthropist. Margareta Large Happy Rockefeller was a philanthropist. Second wife of the 49th governor of New York. Governors, right? The Rockefellers are governors all over the place, or married to governors all over the place. And not only that, 41st Vice President of the United States. All right, so this drag queen was married to the 41st Vice President of the United States, Nelson Rockefeller. All right. All right, there's some more photos here. Socialite. Yes. It's a man in a dress. And, oh yeah. Photos of Mr. Rockefeller. There you go, right there. How about that? Yeah. Not very passable, not very feminine. They don't even care. They're just strutting around. They're drag queens, balancing the polar opposites. Combination of male and female, and this one's looking pretty feminine as well. Who's that dude in the dress? Well, it's a Rockefeller. Purple. It's a purple rain. R-E-I-G-N. And there's another Rockefeller there. Yeah, what is that? See, the question now becomes, are these people human? Now, it could just be an FTM. The eyes are not deeply set into the skull. In fact, the eyes are very small, small slits. But you really got to start asking if these people are human or what these people really are. We just don't know. John D. Rockefeller, there's the entity itself. Now, this one, again, could be an FTM. It's either an FTM or a demonic entity. I mean, really, those are the only two options. I mean, come on. Totally looks like Odo from Star Trek, I think, yeah. It really does look like this dude from Star Trek. Now, this person here is probably, you know, it's wearing a mask and all this kind of stuff. So is this person also wearing a mask? Or is that just what it looks like? And what is it? Is it a man? Is it a woman? Is it human? Richest man in the world. Family controls society. Doing the old finger pointing to the head. Doing this symbol, we're going to see some other people doing the Yanni symbol as well. Pulling on the old mask, wearing a mask. it's understandable why people talk about the reptilians, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that looks like something out of a science fiction movie. And you got the Laura Spellman Rockefeller, the Spellman abolitionist philanthropist, namesake of Spellman College. It's the Spellman, putting a spell. And that brings us back to Minnesota. All right, so we got this one here. Now, if you want to refer back to my previous video, I showed all this kind of stuff. I don't know if people understood that video. There's a lot of truth in it, but you do have to kind of think about it. You got to pay attention to the details, which I'm not sure people do. So the officer, Derek Chauvin, who turns out was married to Miss Minnesota, by the way, he knew George Floyd, for it, Pink Floyd. the final scene of Westworld season 3, they played a Pink Floyd song called Eclipse, right? Which is the corona, and we got George Floyd. This death was fake, all right? It was a staged event. All you got to do is watch the video, watch the whole thing, watch it carefully. You'll see people acting. You'll see Masonic coding in the numbers. It's pretty clear. You're not looking at somebody killing someone else, all right? They knew each other, and they were coworkers for 17 years, all right? That's what the, if you listen to the video, 17 years they worked together at the same place. There's no way an officer would arrest a guy and kill him if he actually knew him for 17 years. I mean, there's no way, right? There's no way that could have happened. Even George would have said, hey, dude, I've known you for 17 years. Why are you doing this to me? They're acting, all right? They're in on it. And now this, I found this pretty interesting. So we got Andrea Jenkins, who is vice president of the Minneapolis City Council. But in this newspaper, it said Andrew Jenkins, all right? So Andrea, it's Andrea Jenkins, this person right here. But in this newspaper, he knew George, said Andrew Jenkins. Oh, they called him Andrew Jenkins. But now it says Andrea right here, right? Andrew, the Androgynes are in control of Minneapolis, all right? That's what I'm saying. And there was another one I showed in the video, an FTM. The Androgynes are getting elected out in the open in Minneapolis because Minneapolis is an extremely liberal city. There's a scoreboard, by the way, in case you need to get up on the fake death count of old people dying from their diseases they already have. There's the old pentagram right there, right? All right, so we got the Rockefellers control Minnesota. We've got a transgender activist, the first black openly transgender woman who is vice president of the Minneapolis City Council, getting quite a bit of press during the riots, all right? So it's all coming out in the open. And there's Martha Washington, otherwise known as Marty. Now, if you look closely, that's obviously a male face, all right? It's a painting, okay, so it's not a photograph. But look at the hair. The hair is short. That's a short male haircut. This is not hair, right? If you just kind of glance at it, it's an optical illusion. That's how they did the optical illusions back then. That's like some kind of head covering, all right? That's a head covering. But it's covering up the head, and it kind of looks like hair if you don't look too closely. This is the hair. It's a short male haircut. Look at that. That's the hair. This is the head covering, and then there's like a veil on top, the veil of Isis, all right? And I would guess that because this is a painting, they made the shoulders a bit more narrow than they really were. Otherwise, they painted the face probably exactly like it was. I mean, there's no way you're going to paint a face this masculine. Even if this was a real woman, they're going to try to make the woman look a little bit more pretty than that. You know what I'm saying? So they want this image out there. It kind of looks like the Mona Lisa, right? Which is an androgyne. We know that. I mean, that's officially documented. It was basically Da Vinci with an androgynous look. And he talked about androgyny all the time. This is the Mona Lisa, right? But it's really George Washington's husband, all right? I mean, just let that sink in and you realize everything's fake, right? Everything is fake, controlled by the Masons. America started by the Masons. And there's the, now this person supposedly is male, but I think this is another FTM, small little ears. Very feminine mannerisms, right? And it's in the video. This is the Minneapolis police chief, all right? This is the chief of police and extremely feminine mannerisms and speaking patterns and even the look. It looks a lot like that other FTM I showed in the other video. And he's doing the Yanni sign here that we saw Rockefeller doing, and now this police chief is doing it. And, of course, that's the same thing Trump does like every 5 minutes, right? This person does it as well, all the time, all right? I would assume Marty did it a lot as well. There's the point within the circle, the Target. And, of course, Target was one of the stores that was burned down and looted and all this stuff. So there's you got the Target symbol right there, right? Target, the point within the circle. And maybe that I'll talk about that the next video. I'll stop right here. I got more stuff, all right? I got more stuff for this video, but it's too long, all right? There's only so much you can take at one time, all right? So next video, I'll continue with this kind of stuff here. more about the symbolism and other things going on focused on Minnesota. The Rockefellers are behind this whole thing. And, you know, all their, I'll talk about that more in the next video. And their friends, let's put it that way. The Rockefellers and their friends. And this is one of their friends right here. All right, so think strategically. These people have got it all mapped out. They've got it all mapped out. They got a script. They got a plan. They know exactly what they're doing. They know human nature. They know how to manipulate people. All right, it's all part of the show. It's all part of the plan. All right, and right now it does seem to be this, don't forget about the vaccine plan. This is part of the vaccine plan, all right? Part of the master plan to destroy the human race,